The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Very good afternoon, Rolene Marks. How are you today?
Good afternoon. I think, like everybody around the world, we are all focused on what is happening at Balmoral in Scotland. Thoughts and prayers are with the Queen, Queen Elizabeth II, who has reigned for 70 years, 96 years of age, as her family flies in to be by her bedside. I know that religious leaders around the world are praying for her. I know that dignitaries are praying for her. I think we are all watching the events as they unfold, and many people I see on social media, Buckingham Palace, everywhere, not ready to lose what we feel is the grandmother, not just of the United Kingdom, her realms and her Commonwealth, but of the world.
Absolutely. And I know also ties and bonds with Israel. So, I mean, what's the feeling there on the ground?
Well, Israelis, and we have a huge communities here that come from her Commonwealth, come from the United Kingdom, all thinking and praying. Our ambassador to the United Kingdom, Tzipi Hotovelli, tweeting out earlier, praying for a refuah shlema, for a swift healing. But I think many are of the misconception, because the Queen has never visited Israel, that the Queen doesn't like Israel or harbors hostile feeling, and nothing of the sort. I think what people don't realize is that any royal visit is done so at the behest of the Foreign Office, and they actually wouldn't allow her to visit Israel. It's just in recent years that members of her family who represent her, because she has been too old to travel in recent times, have visited Israel. But throughout her life, she has enjoyed a very, very close relationship with the Jewish community of the United Kingdom and her Commonwealth. There are infinite stories, some of how she would sit with Holocaust survivors well past the time of her engagement, listening to all their stories. That was regaled by the late Chief Rabbi Jonathan Sacks. Shimon Peres, who was knighted by the Queen just about 10 or so years ago, she was very curious to hear about the situation for the people of Sderot. She was the patron of innumerable Jewish charities in her kingdom and across her realms. And one of the stories that I just loved, coming in from a rabbi who had been a broadcaster with the BBC for a number of years, called his time when he met Her Majesty the Queen, and she said to him, "Every Sunday, Prince Philip and I sit and we listen to your program. We listen to what you have to say." And although the Queen is the head of the Church of England, she also appealed to all faiths. When she was crowned during her coronation, she appealed for prayers from all religions, and it's very, very moving to see coming in over the last couple of hours, the prayers coming in from the Christian community, from the Muslim community, and of course from the Jewish community, led by Chief Rabbi Mervis, for a recovery for Her Majesty the Queen.
And our thoughts and prayers are with the Queen and her family during this time. And we'll have to see how this plays out. But terrible, terrible. I mean, the fact she's 96 years old, what a phenomenal woman. And her stories, her legacy, unbelievable.
Well, I think I couldn't put it better myself. 96 years old, just 2 days ago, she swore in her 15th prime minister, her first prime minister, was Sir Winston Churchill. Could you imagine 70 years on the throne, this is her platinum jubilee year, a meeting with 15 prime ministers, a meeting with various heads of state from around the world, and the story she could tell us with that. The royal family are very, very strict with being non-political, not taking any particular stance. And she would have welcomed leaders from all walks of life, probably including those that she personally did not want to, but duty calls, and she's always put her duty above everything else. Of course, for South Africans, she was very, very close to former President Nelson Mandela, I think one of the few people in the world who called her Elizabeth and not Your Majesty or Queen Elizabeth, something she was quite tickled pink about. And maybe not well-known fact that South Africa joined the Commonwealth as one of the first institutes that South Africa joined when apartheid fell and Nelson Mandela became president. She leaves an absolutely extraordinary, extraordinary legacy, but we hope that she's not going anywhere too soon.
Absolutely, and a number of our listeners also reaching out and sort of saying remarkable, get well, and so sad, and hopefully she will recover fully. So anyway, we will obviously stay tuned to this news. And moving on, Rolene, Israel officials respond strongly to statements from the U.S. Department of State about the need to examine IDF rules of engagement. What's the story? What's the background to this?
Well, this is absolutely insane. You and I spoke yesterday about Shireen Abu Akleh and the circumstances around that and the release of the report. And no sooner had the Department of State spokesperson had said, you know, we thank Israel for conducting this investigation, then the deputy Vedant Patel said the U.S. would continue to press our Israeli partners to closely review its policies and practices on the rules of engagement and consider additional steps to mitigate the risk of civilian harm and protect journalists and prevent similar tragedies in the future. You know, forgetting how many other journalists are killed in the line of duty. It's a horrible, horrible, horrible risk that journalists, especially war correspondents, have to endure. And as you can well imagine, this has not been received very well by Israel. Defense Chief Benny Gantz saying that the Chief of Staff of the IDF and he alone will make the decisions regarding the rules of engagement according to operational guidelines. Yair Lapid, our Prime Minister, saying that Israel expressed our sorrow over her death. It was a tragedy that transpired in an accident, and the IDF never intentionally shoots at innocent people, he says. But to be clear, I will not allow an IDF soldier that was protecting himself from terrorist fire to be prosecuted just to receive applause from abroad. No one will dictate our rules of engagement to us when we are the ones fighting for our lives. Our soldiers have the full backing of the government of Israel and the people of Israel. And the alternate Prime Minister, Naftali Bennett, speaking to the U.S. Ambassador Tom Nard, said that American intervention in IDF soldiers' rule of engagement is a dangerous and unacceptable precedent. And it is believed that they made the statement in response to pressure, probably from the Abu Akleh family and from those saying that the U.S. allows Israel to act with impunity. But anybody who has reported from here in Israel at any time of tension will tell you that the IDF do their utmost to keep journalists, much to the frustration of many of us, far away from the fray, and that IDF soldiers adhere to a very, very strict code of conduct called Pikuach HaNefesh.
Sure. Rolene, thank you for today's Israel report. Very concerned around Her Majesty the Queen, and I think everyone throughout the world is very concerned, as she is She's a monarch. She's an amazing, amazing woman. Anyway, Raleen, thank you so much for the Israel Report today. And I wish you a good Shabbos. And I'll be chatting to you same time, same place on Monday afternoon.